chapter 18, verse 10.
Zirevo, chapter 18, verse 10.
The Bible says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous runneth into it and is safe.
Zita ra Jehovah inare yakasimba, vakarurama vanovandiramo uye vakachengetedzwa.
May the Lord bless the reading of His word as we sit down.
Aishe vakarukafaza kuremba kushukuravo chigara iri pasi.
While brother Lionel will just commit the word.
Tinamati tenzi vedu Jesu Kristu. Mare munorarama nekusingaperi. Panoverengwa shoko renyu tinoziva kuti upenyu. Shoko renyu rinotaurira zvekare kuti tsamba inouraya asi mweya ndounopa upenyu. Tinokumbirawo panenge pachiparidzwa shoko muzevezere mashoko mairi matatu nekuti dama renyu rimwe rinobatsira kupfuura matama anobva kune vanhu. Baba, kuda kune vana venyu vauya mukati memusha uno vakaremerwa nemitoro yakasiyana siyana. Tinorangarira nguva iya mubhuku remabasa emaapostora Petro paaitongonotaura vanhu vaitogamuchira mweya mutsvene, vanhu vaigamuchira kupodzwa, vanhu vaitogamuchira zvishuwo zvemwoyo. Mangwanani ano tinoziva kuti mazuva ebhaibheri adzoka zvekare. Pachange pachiparidzwa irori shoko Mwari, dai vanhu vawana mhinduro kumubvunzo yavainayo, vawana zvikumbiro zvavo. Baba, kuti patinobuda muno tigoti zvaa zvakatinakira kuva muimba yaShe. Tanamata nekutenda chikumikidza shumiro ino nemufudzi wedu mukati memaoko enyu nezita ratenzi wedu Jesu Kristu. Amen.
Amen. We're going to read again Isaiah 32:1. One is with sitting down.
Chaverenga zvekare Isaiah 32:1.
Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment.
Tarirai mambo uchabata ushe nokururama, machinda uchabata zvakarurama.
And a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land.
Munhu mumwe nomumwe uchava soutiziro pamhepo, senzvimbo yokuvanda pakunaya kukuru kwemvura, senzizi dzemvura panzvimbo yakaoma, somumvuri wedombo guru panyika yafa nenyota.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Zita rirumbidzwe.
I'm sure today we have baptism after service.
Shure meshumiro tine rubhabhatidzo.
So after service, those people want to be baptized, you'll have an opportunity to be baptized in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Saka mushure meshumiro ino vaya vanoda kubhabhatidzwa muchava nemukana wekubhabhatidzwa muzita raJesu Kristu.
Amen. On Friday we read the same scripture.
Nemusi Friday takaverenga gwaro rimwe chete.
And the scriptures that were read by the prophet when he preached the message, letting off pressure.
Nemagwaro akaverengwa nemuprofita pavakaparidza maridzo eletting off pressure.
So we're going to continue talking about letting off pressure.
Tichienderera mberi tichitaura pamusoro pekuregedzera kumanikidzika kuri mamuri.
Maybe just a recap, high level view of what we talked about on Friday, just high level view.
Tingoisa pfupikiso yezvatakataura pamusoro pazvo musi Friday.
So we are saying we are living in a neurotic age.
Taiti tiri kurarama muchizvarwa chevanhu vari kupengereka vasina kudzikama.
Where people are always in a hurry.
Vanhu vari kumhanya mhanya.
The wife, husband, throwing in tantrums here and there.
Murume nemudzimai vachingorasirana maoko.
People are under pressure.
Vanhu vari pasi pokumanikidzika.
And normally when you are under pressure,
nguva zhinji zhinji kana uri pasi pekumanikidzika,
you make decisions that ordinarily you will regret or you will not make when you are in a sober environment.
Unozoita sarudzo dzekuti kana mangwana wapepuka unozokungura kuti dai ndisina kudaro.
We also spoke about the prophet when he went hunting with that Indian chief.
Taramam Solomon prophet abangena unovhima nemambo wechiIndia uya.
The prophet was used to doing things the faster way.
Taramam mangwa jere kuti zvinhu nechimbi chimbi.
But the chief was telling him, say, no, you are too fast.
Asika mambo vaimudza kuti chimbodzikama uri kumhanya.
Slow down a little bit.
Chimbodzikama zvishoma.
So the prophet was saying, no, the animal, I've seen it there in the mountain. And then the chief was saying, no, it was born there, it lived there, so don't you even worry.
Hanzi nemuprofita ndaona mhuka iri mukomo umwe iri kuseruko. Hanzi namambo vaivaya yakazvarirwa imomo ende inogara imomo haina kwainoenda dzikama.
So the devil causes us to be in such situations where we are always under pressure.
Satana anotiisa muzvimiro zvekuti tiri pasi pekumanikidzika nguva dzose.
But as Christians, we should be able to manage pressure.
Isu sema Kristu tinofanira kutoziva kuti kumanikidzika kunoshandwa nakusii.
We also say it's not because you're a Christian, therefore you don't go or you are not subjected under pressure. But what differentiates you from the ordinary people is the way how you manage yourself when you are under pressure.
Iwewe kuva muKristu hakukuite kuti usaende pakumanikidzikwa. Chinozoita kuti usiyane nevamwe vose kazvibatiro kaunozviita uri pasi pekumanikidzika ikoko.
In fact, pressure, when it comes, it should also try to explain or display what you are made out of.
Zvinoka nguva dzekumanikidzika dzinotoburitsa zviri mauri.
There is no need for you to shout. There is no need for you to remove your belt, hit your wife, or the wife hitting the husband when you are under pressure.
Hapana chikonzero chekuti iwewe ushaudhe murume wako kana mukadzi wako kana kutora bhandi worova murume kana mudzimai. Kwete.
We also spoke about that analogy where in a husband or a boss walk on the wrong side of the bed, the wife threw something to the boss, he went to work, then the boss passed on the pressure to the workmate went home, passed on the pressure to the wife to the child to the dog to the cat, and.
Takataura pamusoro penyaya iya yekuti bhosi basa vavhiringidzwa namadhamu vobva vaenda vobva vanopinza basa basa kune vanhu vari kubasa. Baba vouya nepuresha iyoyo vopa kuna amai, amai vozvambura mwana, mwana unozvambura imbwa, imbwa yotanga kumhanyisa nekiti, kiti yotanga kumhanyisa negonzo zvichingodaro.
So, it's just pressure.
Ingori nyaya yekumanikidzika chete.
But praise be the name of the Lord. God gives us a way that we can manage pressure. And He is the answer for every pressure that you are passing through. And another thing that you should also realize, God, even before the foundation of the world, He knew that this type of pressure was going to come on you. Sometimes God allows these pressures to come our way as He shapes us to prepare for that which will take place in the future.
Mwari dzimwe nguva anotiisa pasi pekumanikidzika kuti gadzirira kuna zvichazoitika mune ramangwana.
And God knows what type of pressure is really good for you, good for this brother, or good for this sister.
Mwari vanotoziva dambudziko rakanakira iwewe, dambudziko rakanakira hamai, nedambudziko rakanakira hanzvadzi.
We should always be able to withstand pressure.
Tinofanira kugara tingori vanhu vanogona kumisidzana nekumanikidzika.
In the message, letting off the pressure.
Mari dzei letting off the pressure.
On paragraph 55, the prophet says.
Paragraph 55, mprofeta anoti.
But God has the answer.
Asi Mwari ndiye ane mhinduro.
That's what we want to talk about, to have the answer.
Kutaura pamusoro pazvo kuva nemhinduro.
God has got the answer. He is the answer. Christ is the answer to every problem we got.
Marika ndivo vane mhinduro, ndivo mhinduro, vane mhinduro kumatambudziko ose atinenge tinawo.
So every problem you have, Christ has the answer.
Dambudziko rese rawainaro, Kristu ane mhinduro.
If you cannot find the answer,
kana ukasakwanisa kuwana mhinduro.
But we know the one who has the answer.
Asi isu tinoziva iye ane mhinduro.
You only have to rush to him.
Unofanira kumhanya kwaari.
And pull the answer from him.
Wodonza mhinduro kubva kwaari.
But now the problem is the devil, he always wants to pressurize us that we make the decision even before we get the answer from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Zvino Satani ari kuda kutimanikidzira kuti tiwane answer tisati tasvika kunobvunzira kuna Kristu Jesu.
We should have the patience to wait for God's answer.
Isu tinofanira kuva vanhu vane kutsungirira kwekumirira mhinduro yaMwari.
In the same message, paragraph 95.
Maridzenge cheteyo, paragraph 95.
The prophet says,
Profeta anoti,
no matter what takes place, Christ is our refuge.
Zvisinei kuti chii chinoitika kwatiri, Kristu ndo rutiziro rwedu.
And when we come to him, we can let off the pressure.
Patinoenda kwaari, tinogona kutupfunura kumanikidzika kwese.
You can keep quit worrying about.
Unogona ku kanganwa nezvekunetsekana nenyaya idzi.
Well, if I die, what's going to happen to me?
Ko ndikafa chichaitika kwandiri?
What's going to happen to the wife?
Ko chichaitika kune mudzimai wangu?
What's going to happen to the husband?
Chichaitika kune murume wangu?
What's going to happen to the children?
Chichaitika kuvana?
Just come to Christ.
Iwe chingouya kuna Kristu.
Let off pressure.
Homboregedzera kumanikidzira.
Oh, he gives us all things.
Oh, vanotipa zvinhu zvese.
All things are ours by Christ, so just let off the pressure. Is the only way you can do it.
Zvinhu zvose ndezvedu kuburikidza naKristu. Chingoregedzera kumanikidzika uku ndonzira yoga yaunokwanisa kuzviita.
You have to come to that place, to that city of refuge, which is Jesus Christ.
Unofana kuuya panzvimbo iyi paguta reutiziro iri tenzi Jesu Kristu.
And you then let off the pressure.
Womboregedzera kumanikidzika kose.
We also mentioned on Friday to say when you are in the city of refuge,
isu takataura musi Friday kana uri muguta reutiziro iri,
you are not responsible for yourself, but the people who are responsible for that will take care of you.
Iwewe kana uri muguta umu hauna mungava nechiro chinhu chinoitika urimo, asi pane vanhu vakatarwa vane basa rekuva nechokwadi kuti iwe wachengetedzeka.
In the Old Testament, these cities of refuge, they were built just to take care of those people who have innocently or unwittingly killed somebody.
Maguta eutiziro aya munguva dzekare aivakirwa vanhu ava vanenge vauraya vamwe netsaona.
You know, in the Old Testament, it was an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. So if you kill somebody, you have to depend on your God-given rights, your legs to run.
Zvinoka munguva dzekare yanga iri nyaya yekuti kana ukatiuraya vaiurayawo zvazvisina nyaya yekuti chitema hachidzoserwe. Aiwa, asi waitoti kana wadaro waitotiza.
So if you are not such a fast runner,
kana unga usina
kuti mhanya, the pursuers, if they catch you, they will kill you.
Vakakubata vaikuuraya.
But so you have to use your, yeah, that was your God-given right. You have to outpace the pursuers. If you outpace them, you go into the city of refuge. Despite you having killed somebody, as long as you enter into that city of refuge, you are safe.
Waitofana kuita rasa demo wakananga muguta reutiziro. Nekuti vanokutsvaka vakasakubata kana watongopinda chete havachakwanisa kukubata kana wavemo.
The same applies to us.
Ndo zvinoitika kwatiri isu.
When even the devil, sickness, everything chasing you, you have to rush to the city of refuge.
Urwere, Satani, nemadhimoni zvichikumhanyisa, iwe mhanya kuguta reutiziro.
Run with your life, my brother, my sister.
Tiza neupenyu wako, hama hanzvadzi.
Don't try to say, yes, I'm strong, I want to be as close as possible to sin. No, the issue is run to the city of refuge.
Haisi nyaya yekuti inini ndakasimba ndogona kumomisidzana nechivi, iwewe chitongotiza neupenyu hwako.
The prophet says,
Profeta anoti,
paragraph 82.
Paragraph 82.
Now, if you want to do right,
kana uchidaita zvakanaka,
I'm so glad tonight to tell you that there is a city of refuge.
Ndinofara kukudza manheru ano kuti pane guta routiziro.
That's Jesus Christ.
Uyu ndiye Kristu Jesu.
If you don't want to do wrong,
kana usikade kuita chakaipa,
the enemy is after you, then there is a way of escape. That escape is Jesus Christ.
Muvinga chikutsvaga pane nzira yekutiza nayo unotiza muna Kristu Jesu.
There is a place where you can come and let off the steam.
Pane nzvimbo yaunogona kuuya womboregedzera kumanikidzika kwese.
But if you love to sin and you don't want God, then the enemy is going to overtake you somewhere.
Asiwe kana uchida kutadza Mwari usingadi mwari muvengi achakupfurira.
And you know when the devil, the enemy, overtakes you,
munoziva kuti kana muvengi aenda mberi kwako,
you are in trouble.
Watopinda padambudziko.
The devil means harm.
Satani ka ari kutongoda kukukwadza.
He comes appearing like he wants to please you.
Anouya achita kunge ari kuda kukufadza kana
kukudakadza. But the end result is he wants to kill you.
Asima gumacho ari kuda kukuuraya.
No wonder why we saying under pressure the decisions that you make you always regret.
Ndosaka tichiti kana uri pasi pekumanikidzika sarudzo dzaunoita unozodemba ramangwana.
When you are under pressure,
kana uri pasi pekumanikidzika,
you better shut your mouth until that pressure finds a way out.
Unofana kumbovhara muromo wako kusvika pressure yawana pekubuda napo.
Amen.
Amen.
You will be surprised if you speak under pressure to say, for sure, am I the one who said these words?
Iwe kana uri pasi pekumanikidzika wozoudzwa nevanhu zvawakataura unoshamisika kuti ndine here ndakadaro.
This is what pressure can do.
Izvi ndo zvinogona kuitwa nokumanikidzika kana kuti
nepressure. But as Christians today, we are saying we want to know how we can let off that pressure.
Isu semaKristu tiri kuziva nhasi kuti kumanikidzika kana kwauya tinogoregedzera sei.
The prophet goes further to say on 95.
Profita anodzikira 95:40.
No matter what takes place, Christ is our refuge. And when we come to him, we can let off the pressure. We can quit worrying, well, if I die, what's going to happen to me? Don't you worry about all those things. In any case, even if you die,
iwewe nyango ukafa, alright.
To begin with, you cannot even manage or change even the date that has been set for you for your death. Even if you cry, even if you worry, even if you scream, it will not change anything.
Kutanga kwenye yacho ndekwe kuti zuva rakatarwa kuti ndora uchafa, nyango ukachema, kana ukaungudza, kana ukakumbira nekudemba demba, hazvina zvazvinoshandura.
There are some people who say, if I become rich, I will not worry.
Kune vamwe vanoti kana ndikava neupfumi hwakawanda ini handizonetsekana.
Some will say, if I just get into courtship, I will not worry.
Mumwe obva angoti ndikangopinda chete handichanetsekana.
But it is good to get into courtship.
Zvakanaka hongu kupinda mukourtship.
Some will also say, after just getting into courtship, if I would, I would not got into pressure. Some will then say, after my first child, I would not worry. Everything will be all right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some would then say, if I get a car, all my problems, all my worries are all over.
Mumovati, ndikangokwanisa kutenga garimoto ndochikaira sevamwe, handisina dambudziko.
But one striking thing the prophet says,
profeta anoti chinhu chinoshamisa,
on paragraph 96.
Paragraph 96.
Somebody might give you $1 million.
Mumwe munhu anogona kupa 1 million.
It would build up pressure.
Million iyo irinouya nematambudziko aro.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So nothing of this world can take care of the pressure. Only Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hapana chinhu chenyika ino chinogona kubatsira kumanikidzika kunze kwaKristu Jesu.
So brother and sister, we are saying today, we just want to go into Christ so that we know how to manage our pressure. So you can see things of this world, they do not matter. You can have everything, but still pressure will build up. Now to the issue of BP. Pressure, yes, causes these BPs or these pressures, which are called blood pressure.
Zvino kumanikidzika kunokonzerawo matambudziko atiri kutaura nezvavo eblood pressure yakakwira.
No wonder why these days you see a lot of people, they suffer from blood pressure. It is because they are failing to contain pressure.
Vanhu vakawanda vane dambudziko reBP inokwira steric. Nyaya yekuti vari kutadza kuti vanoshanda sei nekumanikidzika.
For me, I'm not scared of blood pressure.
If
you have it even today as we talk about letting off pressure, you can even let it out, that blood pressure.
Amen.
No, for sure. That's exactly why the Lord Jesus Christ came, died for us on the cross of Calvary, that we are able to let off the pressure. You see, we're going to read just now the prophet talking about a certain woman who was, we've seen more days, but she looked like she was just, you know, a small little woman. It was because she could not worry.
Profita chaveringa nyaya yacho manje manje profita achitaura pamusoro pemudzimai anga kwegura asi achita kunge gasikana nyaya yacho yange iri kuti aigona kuti asamupinde pakumanikidzika nechero chino.
Worry does not help.
Kunetsekana hakukubatsire.
Pressure does not help.
Pressure haikubatsire.
As a human being, we are not created to contain, to carry a lot of pressure on your heart.
Iwewe semunhu Mwari akakusika achita ufanire kutakura kumanikidzika nemitoro yakawanda.
You know, sometimes it's almost like, say for example, you've got a load, you're carrying a load, you are using public transport, so you have this heavy load that you are carrying. You arrive at the bus stop, the bus comes, you get into the bus carrying the load on top, and you continue carrying the load whilst you are in the bus.
Zvakafanira kuti uruda kuenda kunhu wakatakura zvisaga rikurema. Ubva wapinda mukati mebhazi panzvimbo pekuisa pakeriya wakuritakura woriisa pamakumbo ako woremerwa naro.
To you, I'm sure you are saying, this is abnormal, does not happen, it's an insane person who does that.
Kwauri ndofunga uri kuti ha, munhu ane njikere dzakasangana ndiye anongoita izvozvo bedzi.
But why do we carry our own laws, our own troubles, when he says you have to come to him, burdens are lifted at Calvary.
Iye akatika mitoro inosimudzwa pa Calvary. Asi isu takangotakura mitoro yedu nayo tundurundunduru.
Some even right now, whilst we are in church, people are even thinking, what's going to happen to me when I go back home?
Mumwe ari muchurch ari kutofunga kuti ndikadzokera kumba chii chaitika kwandiri.
The pressure is building up.
But
that's the devil.
Asika ndi
Satani. Don't allow him to build that pressure in you.
Musamutendera kuti awedzere pressure iyi pamuri.
Paragraph 98, the prophet says.
Paragraph 98, prophet anoti,
in sickness, don't build up pressure.
Iwe mukurwaraka haikona kurega kumanikidzika kuchiwanda.
If the prophet said it, just believe it, brother and sister. It might seem it's not possible to say I'm sick, but the prophet is saying don't build up pressure.
He is
even saying let off pressure. You say, well, Brother Branham, you don't wonder.
What, Brother Branham? Just let
the pressure off. Commit your case to God and go on as if it was all over. Don't build up pressure.
It's
less of pressure. While you say, I'm so worried, Brother Branham, I just don't know.
Brother Branham,
let off that pressure. In the city of refuge, he took your worry. You don't have to have it. Cast your cares on him, for he careth for you. Don't you worry about your cares. That's his business. So that's not your business, it's the business of the Lord. So when pressure comes, you tell the devil, get off me, because this is the business of my Lord. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I met a woman here some years ago in a 10 cent store.
Ndakasangana mumwe mudzimai muchitoro che 10 cents.
I believe I'm just thinking, I think why it was called a 10 cent store, this is just my way of thinking, is maybe the things in there, they were just costing 10 cents. There are some shops even like in Dubai, yes. So things in there, they will just be costing, say, 10 dirhams. So whatever you lay your hands on, it's costing 10 dirhams. So I believe this one, yeah. So she was in a 10 cent store. Some of these things, they just let off the pressure as well. Yes, brothers, you can also just spoil them, sisters. If they are under pressure, just send them to a dollar store and then...
Kana hama kana hanzvadzi iri kumanikidzika muvaendesa kuchitoro chedollar for two.
They will just let off the pressure.
Vanomboregedzereka matambudziko ese omboenda.
And also, sister, when the brother, you can see him, he is under pressure.
Muchiona kuti hama iri pasi pekumanikidzika.
You also do some little tricks, sister.
Unongoitawo tumatricks vanzvadzi.
I'm sure you know better, sisters. So the prophet says, Brother Branham, so she was about 60 years old, looked about 30. I said, how do you do it, sister? She said, Brother Branham, I've got two sons, that's doctors, that's older than you are. And honest to goodness, she didn't look over 30 years.
Here's what it was. When I come
to Christ, when I was about 12 years old, I sat down and thought about it. I studied other religions, but when I found the true one, she said, I come to Christ and took my case, my soul, my all to him. I said, I've never had a worry since. Now he promised to take care of all my troubles. If he is not big enough to do it, I know I am not big enough to do it. So what's the use of me worrying about it? Some other things you just ignore, my brother, my sister. The devil throws this thing, just ignore him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Assuming you are told you are going to die tomorrow, even if you build up the pressure, it will not change anything. The opposite could be true. If you let off the pressure, you might even increase the number of days on earth.
Iwewe kana wakaregedzera kumanikidzika unogona kuti wedzera mazuva panyika.
You know the prophet says even if you just if you're sick,
if you
can just play music,
unogona kungoridza manzi,
you can get your healing.
Unogona kutopora kuterera manzi.
All you can get your healing through music.
Unogona kutopora uchiterera manzi.
Just love somebody. Love somebody.
Chingoda mumwe munhu.
That brings healing again to that somebody.
Izvi zvinounza kupodzwa kune munhu iye kana kwauri.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The prophet says.
Prophet anoti.
Triple one. So when death comes to our door.
Zvino kana rufu rwauya pamukova.
Glory to God.
Zita rashe rirumbidzwe.
As long as God's requirement, the blood has been placed on the lintel of my heart post. What difference does it make? It can't bother me. Praise be the
kana
name of the Lord.
Chinodiwa namwari ropa rakasaswa mumwoyo wangu. Hapana musiyano wazvinoita.
The doctor says you are going to die tomorrow. What difference does it make?
Chiremba obva ati mangwana uri kufa. Ko zvino chii chinosiyana nazvo pazviri?
The blood is on the post.
Ropa rakasaswa pamusiyo.
You go to die anyhow.
Uchatozongofa chete.
But if the blood has been applied, I've got a resurrection coming. Amen.
Asika kana ropa rakasaswa ndine rumuko riri kuuya.
116 he says.
116 anoti.
One day the human race was in a trap.
Nerimwe zuva vanhu vese vanga vari pasi periva.
And there comes somebody to the earth by the name of Jesus Christ.
Pakave mumwe munhu panyika anonzi Jesu Kristu.
Jesus means Jehovah Savior.
Jesus zvinoreva kuti Mwari Muponesi.
And he went down to the Jordan of death.
Vakaenda kuJorodhani yerufu.
Went over that a man can live after he dies.
Vakaenda kuti munhu azogona kurarama mushure mekunge afa.
Hallelujah. Listen to this. Death is not the end.
Zvinoka rufu hasiriwo magumo.
Jesus proved it. That a man can live after he dies.
Jesu akatozviratidza kuti munhu anogona kurarama mushure mekunge afa.
So why do we fear death?
Ko isu sei tichitya kufa?
When it is just part of living.
Chingori chikamu cheupenyu.
It just transforms you from this earthly habitation that you are in.
Nongokushandura kubva muugaro waunawo panyika pano.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Isu tine shamwari yakadii muna
Kristu. Oh, what needless pain we bear.
Isusu tinongozvitakudza mitoro isina
maturo. Because we do not take it to the Lord in prayer.
Nekuti hatizviendese kuna Mwari munamato.
Prayer is a way.
Munamato ka inzira.
Where we can let off the pressure.
Yatinogona kuregedzera pressure.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know the devil, he comes in, throws in hard words on us to increase, to instill, to inflict us with pressure.
Satan anouya okudza mashoko makukutu magara moyo kuti awedzere kumanikidzika mauri.
It can even be a brother, it can even be a sister. You can see these are hard words.
Inogona kutova hama yako kana hanzvadzi yako wotoona kuti mashoko aya makukutu.
The issue is the devil wants to inflict pain of pressure through that brother on you.
Nyaya ingoripo chete ndeyekuti Satan ari kushandisa hama iyi kuti akupe marwadzo epressure.
And when you have that pressure, how do you respond?
Iwewe kana watakura mutoro uyu ko unozopindura sei?
Remember our Lord Jesus Christ when he was subjected to that pain, the beating, the spitting, some pulling his beard.
Mwana Jesu Kristu paakasvipirwa vamwe vachidhonza ndebvu.
You know, it's such I'm just trying to look for the strongest word to explain how it is for a man for your beard to be pulled. That's such, you know, low estate somebody is saying ridiculing you to the highest level if one pulls your beard.
Imimi ukaona uri munhu wechirume ari kudhonzwa nendebvu zvikuratidza kuti munhu iye akudzikisira akutarisira pasi pasi.
Somebody is trying to inflict pressure on you for you to explode.
Mumwe munhu ari kuedza kudenha kuti uputike.
But our Lord Jesus Christ, even though he was subjected to such inhumane condition, he was not able even to say any word under the influence of pressure. But only he could say, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they're doing.
Tenzi vedu vakaiswa pakumanikidzika nezvinhu zvisingafungidzirike kuti zvingaitwe kune munhu. Asiwa havana kutaura kana kupindura. Vakangoti Mwari varegeririi.
Brother Branham in church preaching, that maniac of Oregon, he comes.
Brother Branham in church varikuparidza mupengo weOregon obva auya.
He started speaking words, strong words on him. The reason was to inflict pressure on him such that he will say things that are not wholesome.
Akaedza aidaidzira mashoko ekind yese yese achida kumanikidzira kumuprofita vataure mashoko asiriwo.
But the prophet knew better.
Profita vaiziva zviri nani.
He knew how to let off the pressure.
Vaitoziva kuti kumanikidzika kunoenda nenzira ipi.
He says in the message, the beginning of Jesus fame.
Maridzo, the beginning of Jesus fame.
And in the book, probably some of you read it that night when the maniac ran to the platform. Was going to take my life. So imagine this maniac, he meant business. He wanted to take the life of the prophet. So for sure, the blood pressure of the prophet was going to rise. Somebody said, Brother Branham, are you scared?
Brother Branham,
I said, no, sir. Not a bit. As long as Jesus is there. As long as he told me to do this, and I am in his will, there is nothing to fear. As long as you are doing what he says do, and you know you are directly led, well, there is nothing to fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. There is no fear in God. Love takes away fear. May I also say, love should take away even that root of bitterness. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Even that pressure, love should be able to cast it out. There are some people who are good at sowing seed of discrepancy. The reason is they want to put pressure on God's bride. But I want to tell you something, brother and sister. Remember, this person is being used of the devil. He is not doing which is right. But that does also not make you to respond in the way the person is coming to you. You should respond in a right manner.
Hazvireve kuti iwewe unofanira kumudzorera kauiro kaita munhu uyu. Unofanira kudzorera chakaipa nechakanaka.
We should be able to create an atmosphere.
Tinofanira kugona kusika hupo.
Where it, even if somebody comes in with his wrong intentions, but because the atmosphere is right, you should be able to capture, to captivate that, such that he is in your sphere of influence.
Kana munhu achiuya aine zano rakaipa achida kurunzira zvisirizvo. Unofanira kunge une upo unoshandura zvainga izvo zvobva zvatoita zvakanaka.
The prophet says,
prophet Anot,
paragraph 89,
paragraph enticing spirits.
So just because we can be emotional don't mean that we are saved.
Nyaya kuti tinova vanhu vemanyawe kana kuti vanobatikana zvireve kuti takaponeswa.
Because we go to church don't mean we are saved. Don't believe those enticing spirits. A real spirit of God, a real word of God, is the truth of God. Which is a seed of God, will produce God in your life. Be godly, saint, holy. Among us, a lot of people we found where emotions and so forth, There become tattlings and backbitings. And all kind of ungodly things. Brother, that sulfuric acid in the church is a demon power, spirit of men and women who get amongst one another and try to push off, say, that's not right. That is not right, and this is not right, and that is not right. If you will chase it down, 9 times out of 10, it is the very person making the stir that's not right. God hates discord among his brethren. May I repeat it again? God hates discord among his brethren. So you should know, if you are sowing seed of discrepancy, seed of discord, God hates that. You
want kana uchikusha mbeu yekusawirirana pakati pehama vazwa mwari havazvidi.
Be reverent.
Iva munhu akaterama.
Be holy.
Iva munhu mutsvene.
Love God.
Ida Mwari.
Stand by him.
Mira naye.
And as long as you know your life is diving up the Bible with purity of heart, purity of thought, love towards your brother, trying your best to upbuild the kingdom of God.
Kana uchiziva kuti wewe upenyu hwako uri kupindirana nezvinodiwa neshoko ramwari uchida hama yako uchiedza kusimudzira mambo waMwari.
Doing things, dressing right,
uchiita zvinhu zvose izvi nekupfeka mushe,
living right,
uchirarama zvakanaka,
talking right,
uchitaura zvakanaka,
going to right places,
uchienda kunzvimbo chaidzo chaidzo,
then you can have all the emotions you want.
Zvino unogona kuzova nemanyawe ose aunoda.
Everybody will believe it.
Munhu wese anozozvitenda.
So we are not saying emotions are wrong.
Hatisikuti manyawi akaipa.
But if you have the emotions,
asikana uine manyawi,
ensure you are dressing right.
Ibva wava nechokwadi kuti
ensure you are living right.
Uri kurarama mushe.
Ensure you are talking right.
Uri kutaura mushe.
And that you go to the right place.
Uye unoenda kunzvimbo kwadzo.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Don't fight.
Haikona kurwa.
If the spirit of fighting comes,
kana mweya wehondo wauya,
just love.
Chibongo ratidza rudo.
From one extreme to the other extreme.
Imwe nyaya chekurwa iri kurutivi uru, imwe yerudo iri kurutivi uru.
The prophet says,
Prophet anoti,
in the message divine healing.
Marizo divine healing.
Paragraph 72.
Paragraph 72.
Now see, there is no need of fighting.
Munoona hapana chikonzero chekumborwa.
God take care of all things. You
Mari,
see?
Vane hanya vanogadzirisa zvinhu zvese.
Don't do it.
Usazviita.
Do you know why people fight?
Munozere chikonzerusei vanhu vachirwa.
They will be under pressure.
Vanenge vari pasi pekumanikidzika.
Sometimes it's also seen,
dzinguva,
even in natural talking, you are outwitted and then you then go physical.
Unenge wakurirwa nemashoko. Ubva wati aiwa zvemashoko zvaramba ngatishandisei tsiva.
That's pressure.
Ndo kumanikidzika.
Return good for evil.
Iwewe dzorera chakanaka nechaka.
All the time.
Nguva dzose.
Is that right?
Ndizvozvo here.
When anybody speaks good about you, well, be thankful.
Kana munhu akataura zvakanaka pamusoro pako, tenda Mwari.
That's a bonus.
Ibonus.
If anybody speaks bad about you, bless them anyhow.
Munhu akataura mashoko akaipa pamusoro pako, ingomuropafadza zvakada.
Did you hear that?
Hazvidzo here izvi.
Malachi 4 students.
Vanzviri vechikoro chaMalachi 4.
If anybody speaks bad about you, bless them anyhow.
Munhu akataura mashoko asiriwo pamusoro pako, chingorumbidza zvakada.
If they then speak good about you, yes, that's a bonus.
Vakataura zvakanaka ibhasira.
But
asi,
that's not to say you should speak bad about other people.
Haisinyaya kuti manje iwe uchitaura zvakaipa pamusoro pevamwe vanhu.
That's wrong.
Hazvisiri izvo izvi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Spirit that sows seed of discrepancy.
Mweya unokusha mbeu yenyonganiso.
That spirit has to die.
Mweya iwoyo unofana kufa.
Because it is sulfuric acid in the church.
Nekuti chepfu inenge ichifamba muchurch.
There are some people who are very good at trying to destabilize or to say wrong things about other people.
Pane vamwe vanhuka ndana mazvikokota ana godobori panyaya dzekuvhiringidza kutaura mashoko anodzikisira vamwe.
For sure, why do you always have to say the wrong thing about somebody? Are you saying that person only do wrong things? You can't find any one right thing or good thing that that person has done?
Naiwe ungangova munhu anongotaura zvakaipa chete uri kutoreva kuti munhu iyeye muupenyu hwake hwese kubva achizvarwa haana chakanaka chaakamboita.
I want to teach you a tip.
Ndoda kumbokudzidzisai chimwe chinhu.
Even if somebody says wrong things about you, they scream, they shout, they whatever, even if they walk with their head on the ground about you, don't you worry. Just take it to the Lord in prayer. That is the way you let off the pressure.
Munhu akataura zvakaipa pamusoro pako, akafamba nenyaya iyoyo, akakwidza nekudzika, akafamba nemusoro chaiwo. Iwe usambonetsekana. Ingoisa nyaya yacho kuna Mwari, wapedza.
Let's hear what Nehemiah did.
Ngatione zvakaitwa naNehemiah.
Nehemiah chapter 4.
Nehemiah chapter 4.
I like his attitude.
The
way how he could let off the pressure.
Verse 1 we read.
Verse 1. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth.
Sanballat paakanzwa kuti isu tavaka rusvingo akava nehasha.
You see, I am building my wall.
Ndiri kuvaka rusvingo.
And somebody is wroth.
Mumwe munhu otova nehasha.
And he took great indignation and mocked the Jews.
Akava nekushatirwa kukuru akasoropodza majuda.
No, sometimes let people mock you. It's fine. Let them do it.
Dzimwe nguva ka chimbosiya vanhu vambokusoropodza zvakanaka.
Listen to this. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, What do these feeble Jews?
Akataura kune hama dzake nehondo yaSamaria akati, ko majudhaya ane utera ari kuiteiko?
Will they fortify themselves?
Ko vangazvichengetedza here?
Will they sacrifice?
Vangapira zvipiriso here?
Will they make an end in a day?
Vachazosvika papiko panopera zuva?
Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which was burned?
Ivo vachamutsiridza rusvingo kubva kune dutu remarara rakapiswa.
So some people, they are very good at saying these bad things.
Kune vamwe vanhu vanogona kutaura zvinhu izvi.
The issue is they want to inflict pressure on you.
Nyaya yacho varuda kukuisa pasi pekumanikidzwa.
To divert your attention to the right thing that you could be doing.
Varuda kubvisa kuona kwako kana kuti simba rako pane zvinhu zvakanaka.
Now Tobiah the Amorite was by him.
Zvino Tobiah weAmoni yanga naye.
And he said,
akati,
even that which they build,
kunyange zvirusvingo rwavari kuvaka iroro,
if a fox go up,
kana gava rikangoenda pamusoro perusvingo
iroro, he shall even break down their stony wall. Look at that.
Rusvingo iroro ruchaondomoka.
It's a rebuke.
Ah, kutotsiurwa.
Putting pressure to say you are building a wall and say if a fox will climb on that, it will break that wall.
Ari kutoudza vanhu kuti muri kuvaka henyu ka asi gava rikauya rinoondomora rusvingo rwenyu.
That's despising.
Uyu munhu ari kuzvidza.
But look at Nehemiah.
Asi teerera Nehemiah zvino.
Hear, O God.
We
are despised.
Tazvidzwa.
And turn their reproach upon their own head.
Isusu takutora kuzvidzwa kwavo tozviisa pamusoro misoro yavo.
And give them for a prey in the land of captivity.
Isu tigoita kuti ivo vave chinodyiwa munyika yeutapwa.
Don't be pressurized.
Haikona kuva munhu anomanikidza.
But take it to the Lord in prayer.
Nyaya yacho iendese kuna Mwari.
And cover not their iniquity.
musafukidzira kusarurama kwavo.
And let not their sin be blotted out from before thee.
Ngachishabviswa pamberi penyu.
For they provoked thee to anger before the builders.
Nekutivo vakudenhai kuti muve nehasha pamberi pevavaki.
So he is saying they have not provoked us, but they provoked the Lord.
Saka ari kuti ava vanhu ava havana kudenha isusu asi vadenha Mwari.
So build with the wall.
Saka isu takavaka rusvingo.
And all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof.
Rusvingo rukapera rukabatanidzwa kusvika pakati.
For the people had a mind to work.
Nokuti vanhu vanga vaine pfungwa yekushanda.
Have the mind to work, my brother, my sister. Don't be distracted by the distractors. Those people who come to put pressure on you have the mind to work. We are working for the Lord. We are living for the Lord.
This
is the tabernacle.
This is the tabernacle.
As one church, one bride, have the mind to work for God. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up, and the breaches began to be stopped, they were very wroth.
Zvakazoitika kuti Sanballat naTobiah nevaArabia nevaAmoni nevaAshdodhi pavakanzwa kuti rusvingo rweJerusarema rwapera, ivo vakava nehasha huru.
Ngavatsamwe.
Let them be wroth.
Aiwa, ipapo rinoti ngavatsamwe.
We give them space to be wroth.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Uchizvirumbidzira zvako Ishe, munhu otsamwa.
If somebody is wroth,
ramba muchinamata imi.
You must continue pushing on.
And they conspired, all of them together, to come and fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it.
Vakarongana vose zvavo kuungana pamwe chete kuti varwisane neJerusalem nokuidzivisa.
Let off the pressure.
Iwewe regedzera kumanikidza.
How do you let it off?
Ko unoregedzera sei?
Nevertheless,
zvisinei,
we made our prayer unto our God.
Kunamato yedu kuna Mwari wedu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You make your prayer before the Lord.
Isamuna matoko pamberi pamwari.
And I looked and rose up.
Ndakatarira ndikasimuka.
And said unto the nobles.
Ndikati kune varemekedzwa.
And to the rulers and to the rest of the people.
Nevatongi nevanhu vose.
Be not ye afraid of them.
Imi musatya vanhu ava.
Remember the Lord.
Rangarira Mwari.
Which is great and terrible.
Mwari mukuru anochisa.
And fight your brethren.
Anorwisa hama yako.
Your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses.
Anorwira hama dzako, vanakomana, vanasikana, madzimai nemurini.
He is great and terrible.
Mwari mukuru anotyisa.
I like that.
Amen.
And it came to pass,
zvino zvakaitika kuti,
when our enemies heard that it was known unto us,
vavengi vedu pavakazvinzwa kuti tazviziva.
Listen to this. And God had brought their counsel to naught.
Uye Mwari angaita kuti mazano avo awire pasi.
It is God that will bring the counsel of your enemy to naught.
Mwarika ndiye anoondomora urongwa kana kuti mazano emuvengi wako.
Don't you fight.
Haikona kumborwa.
It is God that will bring the counsel to naught of your enemies.
Mwarika ndiye anoondomora mazano emuvengi wako.
In what place therefore you hear the sound of the trumpet?
Panzvimbo iyi yaunonzwa kurira kwehwamanda.
Resort ye thither unto us, our God shall fight for us.
Imi midzokai kwatiri, Mwari vedu vanotirwira.
Your God will fight for you, my brother.
Mwari wako achakurwira hama yangu.
Let off the pressure through prayer to him.
Regedzera kumanikidzika uku nekunamata kwaari.
I remember that that woman whose daughter had an unclean spirit.
Rangarira mudzimai uyu anga ane mwanasikana anga ane mweya tsvina.
You know, mother's love.
Unoziva rudo rwamai.
Her daughter having an unclean spirit.
Mwanasikana wake aine mweya tsvina.
It means it was putting pressure on her.
Zvaitoisa kumanikidzika kuna amai.
Then she came to Jesus Christ looking for solace.
Zvino akauya kuna Jesu Kristu achida nyaradzo.
And then was pleading, asking the Lord Jesus Christ to heal her daughter.
Achikumbira tenzi Jesu Kristu kuti vapodze mwanasikana.
But the Lord Jesus Christ,
asi tenzi Jesu Kristu,
almost like putting more pressure on her, he said, it is not meet that will give the children's bread to dogs.
Vaitowedzera kumanikidzika vakati, ah, ko chingwa chevana chingapiwa kumbwa here.
This could have raised her blood pressure.
Kuda BP yomudzimai uyu yakakwira.
But the woman, she knew better how to let off the pressure.
Asimudzimai uyu aitoziva kuti pressure ndoi release.
She had the right mental attitude.
Anga ine maonero akanaka.
She said, "Yes, Lord, I know it."
Zvikanzi hongu tenzi ndinozviziva.
That I am a dog.
Kuti ini ndirimbwa.
But even though I am a dog,
asi kunyangwe ndirimbwa,
I know natural dogs.
Ndinoziva kuti imbwa dzepanyika.
They eat the crumbs that fell under the table.
Dzinodya mafufu anorashikwa nevana patafura.
Oh brother, just have the right mental attitude.
Mbova nemaonero akanaka hama yangu.
Even if you are being squeezed,
nyangwe uri kusvinwa,
but don't accept to be pressurized.
Haigona kugamuchira kumanikidzirwa.
Oh, thank you, oh goodness.
I
think of Hannah.
Ndinofunga pamusoro paHannah.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
She was a woman under pressure.
Anga ari mudzimai anga ari pasi pekumanikidzirwa.
And also her adversary Penina, she was good at inflicting pain.
Penina anga achigona chaizvo kumanikidzira.
She was finding pleasure in ensuring that Hannah was under pressure.
Aitofadzwa nokutambudzika kwaHannah.
Putting anguish on her.
Achisa marwadzo pa.
Putting pain on her.
Achisa kurwadza kwakanyanya pa.
But Hannah knew better.
Asi Hannah iziva zviri na.
She knew where to let off that pressure.
Aitoziva kwekuregedzera kumanikidzika.
There are some people who are very good.
Pane vamwe vanhu vanogona basa iroro.
Provoking other people.
Vanhu vanongodena munovaziva.
They specialize in such kind of a thing.
Ndiana mazvikukota vekudena.
They are like Penina.
Vakafanana naPenina.
No, Penina, she was good.
Penina anga ari nyanzvi.
Until Hannah was pressurized.
Kusvikira Hannah akasvika pakumanikidzika.
The Bible says she could not eat because of the pressure.
Bhaibheri rinoti aisagona kudya nokuda kwokumanikidzirwa.
But it could not change anything.
Asi kazvisa zvazvisina zvaishandura.
Brother, sister, if you are pressurized, yes, I don't have money. You start thinking, I don't have money. You worry, I don't have money. Do you think you'll have money because you are pressurized or you are worried? It will not even come.
Kana hama une dambudziko rekuti muhomwe hamuna mari. Wotanga kunetsekana kuti mai we mari handina handina. Hazvina zvazvinomboshandura mari haizombouya.
In fact, it will move. If it little in your pocket, that little will go out because you'll have to go to the physician.
Kana utombori neshoma yaunayo, uchatozoipa chiremba akukurapa otenga mapiritsi.
Let's read about Sister Penina.
Ngativerengei pamusoro pa Sister Penina.
1 Samuel chapter 1.
1 Samuel chapter 1.
Oh yeah, it's already on the screen. Verse 6. And her adversary also provoked her soul for to make a threat because the Lord had shut up her womb.
Zvino muvengi wake akamunetsa kwazvo kuti azvidye moyo nokuti Jehovha wakanga wakafigira chizvaro chake.
Mamwe mashoko anorwadza ichokwadi.
Some words that are so painful are so true. They are so painful.
Uchitoziva kuti zviri kutaurwa izvi ndezvechokwadi.
You know that what he or she is saying is true.
I'm sure that what Penina was doing.
Ndozvaitwa naPenina izvi.
I'm sure she will come and say, "Yes, I know you are the most loved one."
Ah, ndinoziva kuti ndimi vahosi munodikanwa.
Because she was provoking her soul.
I dena moyo wake
to put pressure on her.
Achisa kumanikidzika pari.
But the Lord had shut up her womb, Hannah's womb.
Asika mari vanga vakapfiga chizvaro chaHana.
Even though she was loved.
Nyangwe aidiwa.
Penina will come.
Penina aiuya.
Oh, I come to you, the most loved one.
Inda uya kwamuri mukadzi mukuru anodikanwa.
Can we see your tummy?
Timboona udumbu.
That's exactly what happens when you are provoking.
Izvi ndozvinoitika kana uchidena.
Then she would say, "Us, we are not most loved."
What I was so atinyanyodikanwa.
But you know, it's so difficult to walk these days. She would start walking like this, you know.
Mazano miri kurema.
That's to provoke.
Ndokudina chaiko.
And you say, yes, I know you are loved, but you cannot be like this.
Imi henyu munodikanwa asi dumbu hakuna.
She was being provoked.
I didn't know.
And he did so year by year when she went up to the house of the Lord. So she provoked her. Therefore, she wept and did not eat.
Akaita saizvozvo gore rimwe nerimwe kana achikwira kuimba yaJehovha. Akamunetsa kwazvo iye ukachema ukaramba kudya.
You might not eat.
Unogona kusadya.
You might cry.
Unogona kuchema.
But that's not the way to let off the pressure.
Asi haisiri nzira yekuregedzera kumanikidzika.
Then said Elkanah, her husband to her, Hannah, why weepest thou?
Zvino Erikana murume wake akati kwaari, ko Hana unochemeiko?
And why eatest thou not?
Ko unorambirei kudya?
And why is thy heart grieved?
Ko mwoyo wako une shungu dzei?
Am not I better than 10 sons?
Ko ini handipfuuriri vanakomana gumi here?
She was crying.
Anga achichema.
She was not eating.
Anga asingadyi.
Because Penina was saying,
nekuti Penina aitingotaura nyaya dzedumbu nguva dzese.
But then verse 9.
Asi ndima 9.
She rose up after they had eaten.
Zvino Hana akasimuka apedza kudya.
Now Eli the priest sat upon the seat by a post in the temple of the Lord.
Zvino Eri muprista wakanga agere pachigaro chake pamukova wetemberi yaJehovha.
She did well.
Akaita zvakanaka.
She's running away from adversary.
Ari kutiza kubva kune vavengi.
She's going into the temple.
Ari kuenda mutemberi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And she was in bitterness of soul.
Akanga ari mukurwadzikana kwemoyo.
Listen now. And prayed unto the Lord and wept so.
Akanyengetera kuna Jehovah akachema kwazvo.
This is the way of letting off the pressure.
Ii ndonzira yekubvisa pressure.
If you are under pressure, my brother, my
sister,
be like Hannah.
Chivawaita sa
Hannah. She went into the temple.
Akaenda mutembe.
She prayed and wept so.
Akanamata akachema kwazvo.
And she vowed a vow.
Akapika miko.
And said, O Lord of hosts,
akati Jehovah wehondo,
if thou would look indeed upon my affliction,
kana mukatarira pane chiri kundinetsa,
and remember me and not forget thine handmaid,
mondirangarira morega kukanganwa murandakadzi
wenyu, and will give unto thine handmaid and many child,
mogopa murandakadzi wenyu
mwanamukomana, him unto the Lord all the days of his life,
ini ndichamupa kuna She mazuva ose upenyu
wake, and shall no razor come upon his head,
hapana chisvo chichapinda musoro wake.
And it came to pass as he continued praying before the Lord that Eli marked her mouth.
Zvakaitika kuti paakaramba achienderera mberi achinamata zvekuti Eri wakatora mashoko ake.
Now Hannah, she spake in her heart only, her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken.
Nokuti Hannah wakanga achitaura nechomwoyo make, miromo yake yoga ndo yakanga ichifamba.
People might not understand you when you are letting off the pressure.
Vanhu vanogona kusakunzwisisa paunenge uchiregedzera kumanikidzika uko.
Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thine wine from thee.
Elia kati kwaari, ko iwewe uchadhakwa kusvika rini? Isa zvinodhaka kure.
The pastor failed to pick it.
Pastor vakatadza kuchibata.
He thought the sister is drinking in the church.
Pastor vakafunga kuti hanzvadzi iri kudhakwa nekuraradza iri muchechi.
She was letting off the pressure.
Akanga achiregedzera kumanikidzika kose.
Oh, and Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord,
Hannah,
I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I
have
drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief I have spoken hitherto.
Musati murandakadzi wenyu mwanasikana wevakaipa, nokuti kusvikira zvino ndakanga ndichitaura nokuda kwekuchema kwangu kukuru nokutambudzika kwangu.
Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thy petition that thou hast asked of him.
Ipapo Eri akamupindura akati, enda hako norugare, Mwari waIsraeri ngaakupe chawakakumbira kwaari.
after letting off the pressure to the right place. So, brother and sister, we are saying you should not let off the pressure. Let it off at the right place, at the right time,
iwewe regedzera
panguva yakafanira nenzvimbo yakafanira. Look at even Hannah.
Tarira kuna Hannah.
I'm sure she was also letting off the pressure even to Penina.
Ndofunga pamwai mboregedzera kumanikidzika kwake kuna Penina.
Shouting each other, but no child could come.
Vachipindurana asi hapana mwana akauya.
Maybe letting it off the pressure to the husband, but no child came.
Pamwe vaimboti kana zvakakwidza vomboti kumurume asi hapana mwana akauya.
But
asi
when she let off the pressure in the house of the Lord,
akaregedzera kumanikidzika kwake mumba yaMwari,
when she gave her complaint before the Lord,
akapa chikumbiro chake pamweri paMwari,
the story you know, that's when conception started.
Nyaya munoiziya akabva abata pamuviri.
She started also walking like Penina now.
Akatanga kufamba sa Penina.
I'm sure she was walking in style.
Ndofunga aifamba zvakasei.
I'm sure she would go this way.
Aita akamboti ko
and go that way.
Bati ne uko.
Just also to provoke.
Akambotena muvengi zvino.
Also when the God has given you your prayer request.
Kana Mwari vapindura manamato wako.
Remind the devil.
Chibvoborangaridza Satan.
To say watch this step.
Obvoti tarira step.
Do you remember that sister?
Murangarere sister vaya.
At camp.
Ku camp.
Who was sick.
Vanga vachirwara.
She could hardly walk.
Vaitotadza kufamba.
No, I watched, I noticed that, I was there.
Vanga vari kumfundisa vakazviona.
So she could hardly walk.
Aitotadza kufamba.
But after prayer was made by the youth.
Nekunge munamati waitwa nevechidiki.
Oh, she reminded.
Akabva arangaridza Satan.
She said, watch this step.
Zvikanzi Satan tarisa
saka
step kacho.
Oh, you remind the devil.
Unofanira kurangaridza Satan.
Satan, watch this step.
Obva kuti Satan tarisa step
kacho. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Zita rashi rirumbidzwe.
Oh, that's what we should do. To bring glory to the Lord. Because you have done wonders to us. Oh, thank you, Jesus Christ. After this, Hannah went and she ate. Talk no more exceedingly proudly. Let not arrogance come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge.
Hanzi wewe usataure nekuzvitutumadza usarega mashoko akaipa achibuda muromo wako.
And by him actions are weighed.
Mwari ndimwari wezivo anoenzanisa mashoko ose
nezvito zvese. Don't worry about what people say.
Usanetsekana nezviri kutaurwa nevanhu.
God will weigh their actions.
Mwari achaenzanisa mazvibatiro avakaita.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, after you pray,
burden
will be lifted.
Mutoro unosimuka.
1 Samuel chapter 2.
1 Samuel chapter 2.
Verse 1.
Verse 1.
After she prayed,
she
was now praying and saying,
anga kunamata
zvino. My heart rejoices in the Lord.
Mwoyo wangu unofarira Jehovah.
My horn is exalted in the Lord.
Runyanga rwangu rwakakwiridzirwa muna Jehovah.
My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies.
Murumo
wangu, because I rejoice in thy salvation.
Washamira vavengi vangu nekuti ndinofarira muruponeso rwenyu.
There is none holy as the Lord.
Hakuna mutsvene wakafanana na Jehovah.
There is none beside thee.
Hakuna mumwe kunze kwenyu.
Neither is there any rock like our God. Praise be the name of the Lord. You let off the pressure, my brother.
There
are
times when we are allowed to be wroth with the enemy. And you'll be letting off some steam. They say we also cannot shout.
Ah, not to popotera Satan.
You must shout at the devil. You must tell him that this is a no-go area. I don't want you in this in my territory.
Ah, brother, mwana wako achifamba nzira dzisiri right. iwewongomira wakadaro
is going the wrong way and you stand aloof,
ipapo ndopo kuti unotopopota omai,
then you must shout at the child,
kutoratidza zviri mauri,
and you must show, display what is in you.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The devil should not take you for a ride.
Satan hafana kujairira.
The prophet says,
prophet anoti,
in the message they talking,
mumaridzo talking,
Paragraph 364.
You apply it and say,
in prayer,
mumunamatu,
I'm going after my son. I'm going after my daughter. I claim her.
Satan,
you turn her loose. I am coming after her. I apply my token, the Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit that lives within me. I like this. Catch my daughter there. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You pray like that.
To
say the Holy Spirit that lives in me. Catch my son. Catch my daughter there. I'm going to her now. With your anointing upon me, he will do it. If you have got a wayward boy, if you have got a wayward son, oh Lord, say Lord, I'm coming after my son. I'm coming after my daughter. I'm coming after my husband. I'm coming after my wife. I'm coming after my loved one. The Holy Spirit that is within me, catch my daughter. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
This is inspired, my brother. If you speak it under the same inspiration, the Holy Spirit will catch that wayward boy. What did Auntie Jemima say?
Auntie Jemima,
yes, he prayed for the prophet to come. Because he wanted his boy to be healed. Praise be the name of the Lord. If you want the same, if you want healing, natural or spiritual healing, it will be done. Even Sister Hetty, she said, I want salvation of my two boys. She spoke under inspiration. And she was given her two boys. She asked for her two boys and both of them were saved. The token is powerful, my brother, my sister. Somebody might even refuse the message. But if you apply the token, as you apply the token, it's already done. I remember my late father, he wouldn't believe the message. I remember my friend who is now in Mozambique, so father visited us at home, so you know, it's difficult to testify to your old father. So he was now trying to, you know, testify to my father. And then he was then saying, oh yeah, this prophet we are talking about, he actually came into our country. And then he said, wait. And the striking thing now, when my friend explained to him where the prophet came, then he said, oh, are you talking about that and that? So he was explaining. He went to the meeting. He saw the prophet when he was there. But that despite, he could not believe the prophet. He saw him when he came into
Zimbabwe.
But we applied the token. At his deathbed, I remember I was at work. So he went dying. And then he came back and then he said, I want to see the
pastor.
And then the things were arranged. He made his life right. And then he went. The power of the token. So, brother, don't even lose heart. Don't be pressurized to say, my child is not coming. What you just need to do, apply that token. Apply it with love. Don't use force. Don't use force. Those are the things, mistakes that we also do. We want this one to repent tomorrow. You want this one to say, I've invited you to church, so you should even be baptized today. Just apply the token, leave the rest to the Lord. The message token the prophet says, 373, then apply the token in prayer. With consideration, with believing. Apply it with such love. And so forth till you know it's going to take place. Apply it in confidence. Believing is going to help. When you talk to that child, when you talk to your husband, when you talk to your wife, talk to this loved one, believe is going to help. Just stand there and say, Lord, I've claimed them, they are mine, I'm getting them for you, Lord. Apply it and create an atmosphere around you that they will just drop right into it. The issue of the atmosphere is important. If there is no atmosphere, the right atmosphere, you might speak, you might preach, you might do whatever, but it will not catch the inner man.
Kana pasina upo wakanaka, unogona kupariza, kana kuita izo nezizo, asa azipati, munu mkati.
But if you got the token, you create a spirit around you.
Asi, kana unechiratizo, unosika,
a power that when you walk, people know that you are a Christian.
Simbari kuti pauno famba, vanu wano tuza utu uyumu Kristu.
They love for you to say something to them. Is this common? Has that happened to you? To say people they love for you to say something to them. They believe your word. What you say, they hold on to it. Praise be the name of the Lord. We are under pressure each time, brother and sister. Almost like running for dear life. The prophet talks the story about the rabbit, whose hounds were right behind him. 156, the prophet says, in the letting of the pressure.
156, letting of pressure.
As a little rabbit, the story of he, the hounds, was right behind him. He could feel the hot breath upon his feet.
Now he says, he's breathing upon my neck.
We are
so close to you.
So, this little rabbit is running away from danger and could feel the hot breath of the hounds. So, it means any time it was going to be groveled. Just a little while, another jump or two, and the hound was going to get the little fellow.
imbwenga yakutobata.
He will be gobbled up just in a moment.
Kaito tsingwa tsingwa nenguva diki diki.
But after a bit, he saw a hole in the rock.
Shirimeka nguva akaona mwena.
And he thought, if I could only get to that rock, then I am safe.
Ndato chengetedzeka.
Just as the dog made the last jump on him, he felt the hot breath on his heels, but he ran under the rock. Praise be the name of the
Lord.
Then he could sit down and let off the pressure. The hound could not scratch through that rock. Rock of ages, let me hide myself in thee. Lord Jesus, I pray for thee this morning that if some of these little creatures of yours that's wandered away from the safety zone, they can feel the breath of the hounds of hell. Young women, young men galloping right behind them. See their life breaking away to the other side. May they hurry this morning to the cleft in the rock. There is one. The righteous run it and they are safe. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We need to rush to this rock of ages. Where we can let off that pressure. Oh, brother and sister, when you let off that pressure, you know you are safe and secure. Even when you know the pressure is coming on you, don't be pressurized, my brother, my sister. That's why Psalms 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He is your shepherd. Therefore, you should not want, my brother, my sister. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, these pressures coming in and out, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of thy enemies. Oh, brother and sister, even where these pressures are, this brother saying this and that, this sister saying this and that, the Lord will prepare a table in your presence before your enemies. Oh, that's exactly what you should do. You will baffle your enemy. Imagine your enemy is coming with his rifles, with his atomic bomb, and you sit down, you start eating on the table. That's exactly what you should do. One is coming to you. He's saying this and that. He's shouting at you. He's accusing you. But you just love that person. That's exactly you are letting off that pressure.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It reminds me of
Hezekiah.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I'm sure that was part of what the little girls or boys were doing today. I heard them. They were talking about Hezekiah today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Hezekiah, he was asked to say, what do you want? I could hear they were being asked also to say, the little children. Hezekiah knew how to let off the pressure.
Hezekiah aitoziva kuti anobvisa sei kumanikidzika.
2 Kings chapter 19.
Madzimambo echipiri chapter 19.
If you talk of pressure, Hezekiah had pressure.
Mukataura pamusoro pekumanikidzika, Hezekiah anga ari pasi pekumanikidzika.
2 Kings 19.
2 Kings chapter 19.
We go to verse 10.
End up at verse 10.
So what was happening?
The
king of Assyria had destroyed other nations, their kings, their gods, etc., etc. He had destroyed them.
Mambo ya Syria anga paradza dzimwe ndudzi, madzimwari avo nenyika dzavo dzose.
So he was left with Hezekiah.
Angango sara bedzi ndi Hezekiah.
And Judah.
Ne Judah.
So he wrote a letter.
Zvino akanyora tsamba.
To Hezekiah and Judah.
Ne Hezekiah ne Judah yose.
To say, I'm coming after you.
Akati ndakuvingai.
And he had some testimonials.
Zvinoga iye anga atori nezvapupu zvekukunda kwanga aita.
Thus shall you speak to Hezekiah 10, king of Judah, say.
Muchataura kuna Hezekiah mambo eJudah muchiti.
Let not thy God, in whom thou trusted, deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria.
Musarega mwari wenyu wamunovimba mari akunyengerei achiti. Jerusalem haizopindi, haizotapwa namambo eAssyria.
From this you can also tell that it was a known fact.
Zvinhu zvaizikanwa.
That Hezekiah put his trust in the true God.
Kuti Hezekiah aisa kuvimba kwake muna Mwari wechokwadi.
His enemies, they knew it.
Vavengi vake vaizviziva.
To say when it comes to other things, Hezekiah has got trust in his God.
Kuti kana dzanyaya dzedzimwe idzi, Hezekiah anovimba naMwari wake.
So they wanted to put pressure on Hezekiah by telling him to say, don't you trust your God? Because I'm going to deliver, your God is not going to deliver you out of my hand.
Vaida kuisa kumanikidzika pana Hezekiah vachiti usavimba naMwari wako nekuti haasi kugona kuzokudzivirira kubva kwandiri.
He said, behold, thou hast heard what the kings of Assyria have done unto all the lands by destroying them utterly, and shall thou be delivered? He is putting evidence on the table.
Hanzi tarira wakanzwa zvakaitirwa dzimwe nyika dzose nemadzimambo eAssyria kuti vakadziparadza chose. Zvinoko iwe ucharwirwa here? Ari kuisa umboo hunobatika.
The reason he is doing this, he is putting pressure.
Chikonzero ari kuita izvo, ari kuisa kumanikidzika.
Have the gods of the nations delivered them, which my fathers have destroyed, as Gozan, Haran, Zephar, and the children of Eden, which were in Tirsa?
Ko vamwari vedzimwe nyika vakadzirwira here idzo dzakaparadzwa nemadzibaba angu, vana Gozan, Haran, Resevi, navaEdeni vaiva paTesare?
Where is the king of Hamath?
Kumamboi Hamath uri
kiko? And the king of Arpad?
Namamboi Arpad?
And the king of the city of Sephraim?
Namamboi Guta?
Hena and Iva?
Resevi vai mune Hena ne Iva?
He is saying the right things.
Ari kutaura zvinhu zvikwazvo.
This actually happened.
Zvinhu izvi zvakaitika.
They were destroyed.
Vakaparadzwa.
And Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messengers and read it.
Hezekiah akagamuchira tsamba iyi kubva kuvatumwa akaiverenga.
I'm sure pressure was building within him.
Ndinotenda kumanikidzika kwa kuchiwedzera maari.
And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord.
Hezekiah akaenda nayo muimba yaShe akaiwaridza pamberi pake.
This is the way of letting off pressure, my brother.
Ndonzira yekubvisa nayo pressure, hamanzva.
After receiving the letter which was so threatening from Sennacherib, Hezekiah knew how he could let off the pressure is to run to the temple of the Lord.
Mushure mekugamuchira tsamba iyi yanga ichityisidzira kuna Sennacherib, Hezekiah akaenda nayo akaziya nzira yekubvisa nayo pressure.
I want to believe the bodyguards, they were so surprised to say, what is happening to the king? He was running to the temple.
Ndinotenda kuti varwi vakashamisika kuti mambo akuita sei, mambo achimhanya kutemberi.
He realized being king or no king, if I want to let off my pressure, I have to go into the house of the Lord.
Akaziva kuti mambo kana kuti handisi mambo, kana ndichida kumbotupfunura pressure, ndinomhanya kuna Mwari.
And he knew the only way is through prayer.
Akatoziva kuti nzira yega yekuzviita nayo munamato.
And he prayed before the Lord and said,
O
Lord God of Israel,
imi Mwari weIsraeli,
which dwelleth between the cherubim,
unogara pakati pemacherubim.
I even also remember Isaiah.
Ndorangarira Isaiah.
When he came into the temple of the Lord,
akasvika mutemberi yaMwari,
he could see the cherubim saying, Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord.
Aiona makerubi achiti mutsvene mutsvene Mwari anorurama nokusingaperi.
And then he said, Woe unto me, for I am undone.
Akati nhamo kwandiri nekuti ndaparara.
I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwelleth among his people of unclean lips.
Ndiri munhu ane muromo yakasviba, anogara pakati pevanhu ane muromo yakasviba.
But because he came into the temple,
asi nokuda kwekuti akauya mutemberi,
the Bible says, Then flew one of the seraphim with a live coal in his hand, which is taken off the altar with a tongue.
Imwe yemaserafimu yakauya yakauya ine zimbe raipisa ranga rabva pamoto.
And touched his lips and said, Your sins are forgiven and thy iniquity is purged.
Ndokubata muromo wake akati zvivi zvako zvaregererwa nekusarura makwako kwaparara.
Now after the purging of sin, God said, Who shall I send and who shall go for us?
Mushure mwenge chivi chaparadzwa, Mwari akazoti, ko ndianiko wandingatuma?
In the temple then Isaiah said, Here I am, send me Lord.
Mutemberi Isaiah akati ndiri pano, shewe nditumei.
Oh brother and sister, it is good to be in the temple of the Lord. Whatever you have, God will give it to you.
Chero chaunoda nechaunoshuva Mwari vanokupa.
If Isaiah's sins were purged in the temple, how much also your sins, if you confess them before the Lord?
Kana zvivi zvaIsaya zvakabviswa mutemberi, ko kuzoti iwewe kana ukazvireurura pana Mwari.
Isaiah prayed before the Lord. Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said,
Hezekiah akanamata kuna Mwari akati,
O God of Israel, which dwelleth between the cherubims,
imi Mwari weIsraeli anogara pakati pemakerubhi,
Thou art God, even Thou alone.
Imi ndimi Mwari, imi muri moga.
Of all the kingdoms of the earth, Thou hast made the heaven and the earth.
Mambo wose wepanyika, ndimi makasika denga nenyika.
He had the right approach to the throne of God.
Anga ine mashikiro akanaka kuumambo waMwari.
You address him as God the Father, as God the Savior.
Iwewe unotaura naye saMwari Baba, Mwari Muponesi.
Him that created the heaven and the earth.
Imi makasika denga nenyika.
And when you approach him, don't lie, tell the truth.
Paunosvika kuna Mwarika, haikona kureva nhema, taura chokwadi.
Lord, bow thou thine ear and hear. Open thine eyes and see and hear the words of Sennacherib, which he sent to him to reproach the living God.
Ishe chimbodi paiwo nzeve yenyu munzwe. Muzarura meso yenyu mutarisi mashoko aSennacheribhu aatuma kuzozvidza Mwari anorarama.
Of a truth, Lord, the king of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their land.
Hongu ichokwadi ishe. Vana vadzimambo yaAsiria akaparadza nyika dzose.
And have cast their gods into the fire.
Vakarashira vadzimwari avo mumoto.
For there were no gods but the work of men's hands.
Vakanga vasirana Mwari asi mabasa emaoko
evanhu. Wood and stone, therefore they have destroyed them.
Vakanga vangori mapranga nematombo ndosaka vakaparadzwa.
But
asi,
now therefore,
iko zvino,
O Lord our God,
imi Mwari wedu,
I beseech thee,
ndinokukumbirai,
save thou us out of his hand,
tiponeseiwo kubva muruoko rwake.
Why?
Nekuda kwei?
That all the kingdoms of the earth,
kuti nyika dzose dzepasi
rose, may know,
dzigoziva,
that thou art the God,
kuti imimi ndimi Mwari.
Even thou alone,
kunyangwe imimi moga,
we have only one true God.
Tingori na Mwari wechokwadi mumwe chete.
Even under whatever pressure that God is able to help you.
Nyangori pakumanikidzika kwakaita sei, Mwari iye anokubatsira.
Call him on the scene.
Mudaidze panyaya yako.
He will come.
Iye anouya.
Call him, my brother, my sister.
Mudane hama nzvadzi.
Even if you are pressurized.
Kunyangori pasi pekumanikidzika.
Let off that pressure in prayer to him.
Pressure iyi mukunamata kwaari.
Tell him the truth.
Mutaurire chokwadi.
If you lied, tell him, Lord, I lied.
Wambonyepa mutaure kuti Mwari ndanyepa.
If you stole, tell him, Lord, I stole.
Kana wakaba, waba kuti Mwari ndaba.
Whatever sin you did, tell him the truth.
Chiri chawaita, taura chokwadi.
He will hear you.
Anokunzwa.
And after he heard you, he will forgive you.
Mushure mwenga akunzwa, anokuregerera.
And after forgiving you, he will give you in as much as you are requesting.
Akuregerera anozokupa chauri kukumbira.
Our God is awesome.
Mwari wedu anoshamisa.
He is mighty in battle.
Mwari wedu ane simba muhondo.
He doesn't care what situation you have, what pressure you have, as long as you approach him.
Ana basa nechimiro chaunacho nekumanikidzika kwaunacho chero chimiro chaunacho enda kwaari.
Just approach him, my brother.
Chingomusvikira.
It doesn't matter how big or how small your issue is.
Hazvina basa kuti nyaya yako ihombe sei kana kuti idiki sei.
But just take your issue to him in prayer.
Asika, tora nyaya yako uende nayo kwaari munamato.
Do you know why the devil does not want us to pray?
Munoziva sei Satan asingade kuti tinamate?
He knows you can let off the pressure.
Anoziva kuti unoregedzera kumanikidzika kwese.
Oh, brother and sister.
Oh, Haman, that's...
This is the time in prayer you are allowed even to burst. Even if you want to strike, you can strike to God.
Oh, yes, you
say, Lord, I'm not coming out of this prayer without you giving my request. Remember that man who said, Lord, if you don't give me the Holy Ghost, you will pick up my bones from here. God wants such kind of a faith. Hallelujah. When you speak, things will happen. Because when you speak, my brother, as an adopted son, it should flash like lightning. God said, let there be light. He believed his word. He had confidence in his word. That's why light came. Oh, brother and sister, if you speak tonight and you believe and have confidence in your word, that word which you have spoken, it should come to pass. Because you are a son and adopted son and daughter of God. Whatever you speak,
it's
good as God has spoken it. Oh, brother and sister, remember, God says he is prepared to bankrupt the heavens than for his word not to come to pass. He says, why Christ speaks? Oh, brother. Brother, why Christ speak? You speak to him. Don't speak to men. That's the problem that we do. We want to put confidence in men. And then when you tell this man, this thing comes to pass, then the glory goes to that person. Now God will close up that opening. Because God does not want to share his glory with men. He is a jealous God. And so when you go to God, even when you go to men, your request is given. You should not thank the person. You should thank God.
Praise be the name
of the Lord. I am reminding of even David. When he was before
Goliath,
everybody there, they were under pressure. Him just saying, give me a man. It was putting a lot of pressure in the soldiers, including Saul the king.
Kumanikidzika pamasoja osi kunyanga kusanganisirana Sauro mambo.
But we like people like Joshua. We like people like David.
Joshua na David.
We like people like Caleb.
Vanhu vakafana nana Caleb.
They don't look at the natural circumstances.
Havatariri urongwa huri panzvimbo.
Oh, Joshua and Caleb.
Joshua na Caleb.
Some people, the 10 spies, they looked at the men. They said, we were like grasshopper in their sight.
Sori gumi dzakatarisa varume ava dzikati, ah, taita kunge mashu pamberi pavo.
Oh, but not to Caleb and Joshua.
Kete kuna Caleb na Joshua.
He said, these are just uncircumcised people.
Zvikanza ava vanhu vakava.
We are more than able to go possess the land.
Tinokwanisa nekupfuurira kunotora nyika.
Hallelujah. That is the faith that God is looking at, my brother. Kutenda
kwakatariswa naMwari uku.
David, he looked at this Philistine.
David akatarisa muFiristia.
He did not fear how big or how wide or how tall he was, but he was just looking at the promise of God.
Haana kutarira kureba kana kufuta kwanga kwaita chimedzo aitarisa vimbiso yaMwari.
And when you take God at his word, God will back you up.
Kana ukatora Mwari pashoko rake, Mwari vanokutsigira.
Though small David was,
nyangwe David angari mudiki,
but because he took God at his word,
asi nekuti akatora Mwari pashoko rake,
God backed up even his desire.
Mwari vakatsigira chishuo chake.
No wonder why David was Goliath was defeated by David.
Ndokusaka Goliath akakurirwa naDavid.
Oh, brother and sister, don't run away, don't fear when you are under pressure.
Haikona kutiza usatya kana uri pasi pokumanikidzwa.
By the mere saying, give me a man.
Nekutongotaura kwekuti ndipe murume.
The men were running in the caves.
Varume vaitiza vachienda kumapako.
That's the way they thought they were letting off the pressure.
Vaifunga kuti ndo kuti kuregedzera kumanikidzika kwavaigona kuita.
Sometimes you have to face your problem head on.
Zvimwe nguva itonosangana nedambudziko rako.
Hallelujah. Yes, you go right face it there. Because if you run away, that problem is still there. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It also just reminds me of
Joshua.
He was fighting 5 kings. Hallelujah. He was such a fighter. And the kings, they ran away. They thought, letting off the pressure, you hide in a cave. You don't let off the pressure through fear, my brother. So they went into the cave. Oh, I like Joshua. He just commanded to say, close up the mouth of the cave. They had something to do. They started lashing, killing, destroying. After they had done the killing, then they came back and say, yes, let's come to the final thing now. Cave number 1, open. Let's see who is in there. King so-and-so will come out. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. You know, sometimes you have to feel sorry for your enemies. They say, lay them down like this. Cave number 2, who is in there? Out he came. So they say, you have to remember Joshua. Joshua chapter 1.
Joshua chapter 1.
He said, wherever the soles of your foot you have trodden upon, that land have I given unto you. So he said, boys, come. Put the soles on your feet, of your feet, on their necks. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That's exactly what we do when we know our God, when we know our Maker. If you have got confidence in the Maker, you will fight your battles and you win.
Those are tino itaka na tiziwa musiki. Unorwa hondo zako, wopa wakurira futi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our God is awesome.
Mariwedu,
he knows no defeat.
Avasati wambo kundwa.
Even his children, you should not be defeated.
Nyangwe wanawake, awafane kurirwa.
This
is where you must be contentious.
You
must strive and say, nobody can defeat
me.
demons scoring victories over you all the
your
time.
Child
no.
Be sick all the time. You refuse that.
Achingorwara nguva dzese unozviramba.
Oh yes, even people without even children, you should also refuse that.
Nyango imi musina bereko motongozviramba ipapo.
Oh, what Hannah did?
She
refused her situation, my brother. She said, no, I want a man child. She even spoke to say a man child. Oh, the same thing should happen, my brother, my sister. You should be specific on what you want. Even if you want a promotion, whatever title you want, you can speak it specifically.
Nyango uchitoda promotion.
Hallelujah. And it will happen, my brother, my sister. And as for big things, something that's not ordinary or that simple, especially for a CFO, without an accounting qualification or finance qualification, That will be a testimony. Hallelujah. Because if you've got the qualification, any normal person also can have that same title. Like now, where it's difficult to find a job, this is the time to say, yes, Lord, I want this type of a
job.
Even business going down like this, but this is the time to speak, to say, Lord, I want my business to blossom. Capacity utilization going down, but you say, mine, I want it to go up. Brother, do we forget in Egypt? Yes, there was trouble in Egypt, but there was also a Goshen.
Asika, manga mune Goshen mu Egypt.
Hallelujah. Things have to be difficult. Things should be difficult so that God can create a Goshen for you.
Hey, zvinongazviome, zvinofanira kutoma kuti Mwari agokupa Goshen yako iwewe.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We are sick and tired of complaining.
Taneta nekungonyunyuta nguva dzose.
Christians should not complain.
MaKristo hafanira kungonyunyuta.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our manner of speech should create an atmosphere or even an environment that we are comfortable and happy to stay. Can we cry with the world? No, that's not a Christian attitude. What happened to that was Elisha? Where there was drought, there was hunger. People were feeding on other children. Then he said, tomorrow there will be plenty of goods in Samaria.
It was
a sorry sight, my brother. But he spoke things into existence. And God had to respect the word of his servant. Oh, my brother, my sister, we are lazy of speaking. Your duty is to speak. How it happens, that God's business. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He just spoke to say, tomorrow there will be plenty of goods. Now it was up to the angels to devise or to design a strategy to ensure that which Elisha had spoken will come to pass. Don't think of how it's going to happen, brother. It drives away the faith. I'm sure when he just spoke Elisha, just he went on. That's exactly what you should do. Your child is sick, you just lay your hand, you pray, you go ahead. Don't even look at to say, is she okay? Have faith in your prayer. If you pray, God hears and vindicates your prayer.
Ukanamata, mwari vanonzwa vosimbisa munamato wako.
If you say I want school fees, just say, Lord, I want school fees for my child. Period.
Mari chikuru ngode mwari, mari chikuru yakudiwa ubva nyarara.
Where it comes from, you don't know.
Kuti mari ichabva kupi handizive.
But what you should know and what you have confidence is, I'm going to pay my school fees.
Unofanira kutongoziva kuti school fees ichabhadharwa paya kudiwa.
Kuti mwana wa brother, mwana wa sister ndiye anongodzingirwa school fees.
A believer's daughter or son is always chased away, turned away from school because of owing fees.
Ukazvuma,
if you accept that situation, your child will be turned away.
But ukazviramba,
but if you refuse the situation, your daughter or your child will never be turned away from school.
No, that one I refuse.
Izvozvo ndaramba.
I refuse.
Ndatoramba ndidi.
Royal seed of Abraham.
Mbeu yeumambo ya Abraham.
Royal seed of Abraham.
Mbeu yeumambo.
This is impossible.
Hazvikwanisiki.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Kuti madimoni, they challenge you left, right, and center.
Are challenging you. Kwese kwese.
Impossible.
Hazviti.
No, impossible.
Hazvitoita.
That's when you should declare.
Ndopa unofanira
kutoramba. Enough is enough. What you did, Satan.
Satan is wakamboita.
Oh, that was the last time.
Ndoke kupedzisira ikako.
Kuti mwana wangu haroorwe inini.
My daughter is not, she won't be married.
Kutopika kuti hazvite mwana wangu
anoroorwa chete. My daughter is going to be married anyhow.
Brother, do you know some of these things we
We're
just not exercising our faith.
People
in the world, they are getting married.
They wed,
some of them.
Of course,
some they do it the wrong way.
But
you want to do it the Malachi
4 way. And
you say it's not possible.
Number one,
you say, I can't find money to pay Lobola. I can't find money to go pay for the wedding. It's impossible. No. Oh, those are spirits which we should rebuke.
Oh,
in the name of Jesus Christ, you should rebuke that. Oh, brother. Even you should be able to eat that which you want in your house. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What you want, my brother.
Yes.
But if you are not able to do it,
be
pressurized and then say, I'm going in my closet. I'm going to let off my pressure. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Sometimes God gives us situations to enable us to let off that pressure. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The other time we spoke where we say 12 midnight, you wake up to take your tablet. To take your tablet. A brother, a sister.
Brother, sister, chaevo.
If there is a brother or a sister that does that in here, let off the pressure, my brother. You are saying, Lord, I'm letting off pressure. That pressure of BP has to go
out.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We are sick and tired of being told what to do by them devils. We should tell devils what we want. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It's impossible. A brother's business to be going down.
No.
There are two things. It's either you are also not living right. You are not doing your business the right way. If you are doing it the right way, you can let off the pressure. Go to God and say, Lord, letting off the pressure has been preached. Why is my business not thriving? In fact, do you know in Deuteronomy, you are promised
wakapiwa vimbiso.
Whatever your hand led us to do, that should prosper.
Chero chinoitwa nemaoko ako chinofanira kubudirira.
Kana uchita mbudzi, mbudzi dzacho dzinofanira kutowanda, zvakawanda.
You are in the goat business, the goats must multiply and reproduce abundantly.
Uchita huku dzinofanira kuwanda zvakawanda.
You are doing, if you are doing broilers, they must multiply exponentially.
Dzinogofa sei?
Why would they die of the cold?
Uchizwa kuti mumwe dziri kuwanda asi dzako iwewe dziri kungofa.
That other people are thriving and your broilers are dying because of the cold. I don't subscribe to that.
I refuse that in the name of Jesus Christ.
Ndiri kuzviramba nezita raJesu Kristu.
And just the pano panyika,
these are earthly things I know.
Hey, but tiri pano panyika.
But whilst we are,
whilst
on this
we
earth,
are here on earth,
tiri
we
pano,
should do it.
Ngati budirirei, ngati zviite.
Daniel in a foreign land.
Daniel ari kunyika yekure.
He was doing exceedingly well than even the locals.
Aitoita zviri nani kupinda vanhu vakazvarirwemo.
Kuchikoro vana musabvuma. Children, 12, 15.
Do not allow yourself and accept being number 12 and 15. No.
I remember I was touched.
Ndakabatikana.
So this other day, the little children, they were coming here. One child said she wanted to be, whether he or she, I can't remember, wanted to be number one in class.
One number one in class.
I said, I like this one. This is the right type of a faith. She knows in the Bible, it's written, you shall be the head and not the tail. Oh, brother. If a small little girl like this can have such kind of a faith, how about you this morning? Oh yes, be the head and not the tail. Whatever you do, be the head. Everything that you do, be the head. It is the word of God. Yes, we believe it. With the right mental attitude, it should come to pass. There is no devil that can stand on your way. We challenge that devil in the name of Jesus Christ.
As we let
off the pressure, we are telling Satan, we are coming after you in the name of Jesus Christ. Through the Holy Ghost, who is the enforcer. Remember, the Holy Ghost is the enforcer. That which the Holy Ghost gave you, but the devil came and take away from you. You have a legal right to enforce on the devil. To
say
Satan today,
what is Satan in us?
Even now,
because you know,
give back
Dosa.
That which you unlawfully, illegally,
taken
away from me. Remember, the prophet says, the devil is a squatter.
Satanika, the squatter.
Don't negotiate with a squatter. No negotiation with a squatter, brother. You just tell that squatter, you say, out of my house, out of my life, out of my family, out of my business, in the name of Jesus Christ, this squatter has to go. If he doesn't want to listen, issue summons. You issue summons. The Holy Ghost will issue summons and enforce on the devil. He has to give back. He has to give back in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. We let off the pressure, my brother. This is the place where you can let off the pressure. When you leave here, you should be okay. Leave all your troubles here. Your situations, leave them here.
Zvimiro zvako zvese siya pano.
All your burdens, leave them here.
Mitoro yako yese pano.
I, brother, you can say, Lord, I'm living my last year. I'm not going with my last, I'm leaving it here at the altar. My poverty, I'm leaving that on the altar. That hate, I'm leaving it on the altar. It is possible, my brother. We'll be given a song.